Welcome to the Susan Winter Show. Here you'll find practical tips and tools to address your most pressing concerns on love, dating, and partnership. And now, here's your love and life mentor, Susan Winter.
Hey everyone, it's Susan Winter here. Thanks for coming back to my YouTube channel. If this is how you're catching this information, or if you're listening to me on the Susan Winter Show, I want to talk about the many people I work with and those that are on my live show that are good, kind, wonderful people, givers. If this sounds like you, pay attention. It is great to be a good person, and it's great to be a giver, because actually a giver receives their benefits of giving. It's in the act of giving. Actually, there's been a lot of research shown that it's not the receiving part. That doesn't last very long. It's actually the giving that has a more long-lasting effect. That's why we feel good about ourselves when we do something good for somebody or for a cause or in service of some higher principle. But for those of you who've worked just a little too hard in the relationship, stayed just a little too long, forgiven far too many times, and now feel guilty because you're becoming restless and resentful because they stopped working months ago, and you're the one putting in all the effort. And if you are feeling exhausted, burnt out, and you're losing hope because you are investing continually in this person. And you know what the seduction is? Sometimes they give you a little bit of excitement. They actually kind of like do what you've asked them to do, or they pay attention to something you say, or they were actually nice or kind or generous or thoughtful, just enough to keep you hooked to going back into that cycle. So for the givers, the good people, the kind people, and the overly generous, we need to always be mindful of where we put our energy and the value of that life force and energy, resources, time, you name it. And the recipient, as far as their mutuality, if we are going to be in partnership. Partnership is two people. Well, sometimes it's more than that, but for this discussion, it's two, right? So if you're the one who's hauling the load and you're doing 80 or 90%, I know you're not happy. I know. You know why? Because I've been that person. And you get burnt out. And the worst thing is you can stop dating altogether. You can just be like, I am done. Because that's all you know of it. Until you meet somebody that makes it effortless. Because they are actually built like you. And you don't have to defend your boundaries for them to overuse your kindness. And instead, you have to kind of battle them for, no, let me get the check this time. Like you keep doing everything for me. Givers can indeed attract givers, but you need to know what your disposition is. And if your disposition is like what I described at the beginning of this conversation, you must be aware that this is your default. When the relationship feels precarious to you, you are going to double down and give it 1,000% more effort. You are going to pick up the slack and do the work that they're not doing. And here's how it doesn't work. One, when you do their job for them, guess what? They no longer appreciate you. I know you know this because I know you feel it. No, they've given up. They don't need to appreciate you. They don't need to do the dishes. They don't need to be nice. They don't need to take out the trash. They don't need to be thoughtful. They don't need to ask you how your day is, because it's about them. Because without knowing it and trying to be nice, you have trained them to understand there's no me in this equation. It's all about you. And you know, people fall into this very easily. Oh, I didn't know it's all about me. This is kind of squishy and good and yummy. I like this. It's like rolling in warm velvet. I'm staying here. And in that way, you did it to yourself. Not knowing, but you did it to yourself. I do understand that many people are overgivers because they absolutely abhor the opposite. They've seen it, they hate it. And it's everything they do not want to become. And in an effort to never be that, they have also negated the possibility of receiving. We cannot negate the flow of receiving. And givers, default issue number two, you probably don't let them give to you. And you stop them before they even do because you don't want to be the burden. Oh, they've had a bad day and it's always other directed. It's them. You have to learn. It will feel selfish and yet it will be equal. Equality can feel selfish to a giver. But if any of this sounds like you, I ask you to really consider shifting your position on that teeter-totter. Yes, my very sophisticated scientific terminology, the teeter-totter theory. When you shift your position, the other person is required to shift. That's the way it happens in a relationship. So thank you for being a wonderful person. Thank you for being a good, kind, and thoughtful person. But in order to be thoughtful, kind, and good to yourself, remember to shift your position and allow your partner the possibility of giving to you and the very difficult task of receiving, actually receiving that thing you have prayed for, their effort, their kindness, their attention. You've asked for it. Now the task is to receive it. If you want to work on this, I've been there. I can help you. Go to susanwinter.net, book a consultation session. I look forward to working with you. Check the community page. That's a lot of stuff that's going on. Follow me on socials. And for sure, subscribe to this channel. Thank you, everyone.